So, hi there, and welcome everyone to Monday Morning Money Making Content Creation. Glad you're here. We're going to go over a basic one today. It's a refresher for some of you, brand new for others. Before we do, I thought we'd enjoy this fun little picture here of my grandson's first day of school. Okay. There he is with his daddy on the steps of their house, going to their first day of school. So I just texted John. I said, you remember when we took Caleb to Mother's Day out one morning and you were with me and we walked away and Caleb was upset and you asked, is it always this hard, Dad? So, well, pal, you've come a long way, son. So there you go. There he is in all his glory. And today, we're going to focus on the three mistakes, content creation template. Now, I said this would be a refresher for some of you, and then brand new for others, right? One reason that we're doing it, besides wanting to give you a refresher, has to do with the fact I couldn't find the audio or the video of this to put it into something I'm building. So I thought, well, let's just do it again because it is a valid refresher for everyone. And two, has to do with something super cool that I'm working on. Probably the best thing I've created in 14 years of doing this. And we'll talk about that as preview of coming attractions towards the end. Here is your three mistakes content creation template. Okay, three painful adjective niche topic mistakes. Okay, three painful adjective niche topic mistakes. Let me go refresh Facebook on that one screen so I can see the names of all the folks that are speaking to us here today. Hi, Ada, and Wendy says you keep topping yourself. That's the goal. That's the goal for all of us. Just keep topping yourself, you know? The only person you're in competition with is you, right? Okay, and then niche topic, mistake number one, describe the mistake, what to do instead, and then name what to do instead, okay? Then what to do instead is really, really important because anybody can be a critic. Anybody can name mistakes. You want to set yourself apart, be helpful to your community, and get more sales? Talk about what to do instead. Now, you're not giving away the store. You're giving little bits of information that they can use. And I mean, come on, if you are giving away the store, your store is too small. Let's work on that. All right. So there's the template that's going to be downloadable for you when this is complete, when this package is complete. And then here is our checklist. Title, again, three painful niche topic mistakes. And then you can check off every one of these. Niche topic, mistake one, describe the mistake, what to do instead, name what to do instead, and then set two and set three. And then next step, call to action. Okay? This is one of my favorite genius templates because you can really crank out the content, including what to do instead for each mistake positions you as the expert in your niche. And that's really, really true. And I should really, really make this bigger. Shouldn't I? So here we go. It is now, whoosh, bigger. Oop, I whooshed the wrong way. Whoosh. Okay. It is bigger. All right. So enjoy its bigger-ness. Okay. Now, why did that pop up here all of a sudden? I don't know why. We're not going to work with that wizard right now. Go away. Okay. So let's go over to the template. Now, this is one I built to demonstrate for you before. We're going to walk through it for you, okay? And here's what I really want you to notice. Those of you that have been with us for a while, notice how you see this, read this differently, and how you fill it out differently than however long ago it was. We're reading a book called Wild at Heart in my men's group that I read 10 years ago. And I know I did because I have marks in there. And I'm reading it now going, I don't remember any of this. Did I read this? Because I'm a completely different person than I was 10 years ago. Thank goodness for that in a lot of ways. All right. So here's your, you ask a question. Are you making any of these? Which of these? You know, blah, blah, blah. Three, painful adjective, niche topic, mistakes. So that turns into three, profit sucking, content creation, mistakes. And then you let them know from the get-go what to do instead. And there's a spider. I don't know why. I think it was just a placeholder when we were demoing this because it really doesn't fit. It kind of freaks me out because very few things bother me, but spiders just have too many legs. Or we might trace it back to when I was 10. We lived in Miami, and we lived in on an inside corner lot that backed up to acres and acres and acres of undeveloped land. I'll tell you how long ago this was in Miami. With trees and brush, and we had forts out there and booby traps, and it looked as if they had once tried to build something back there because there was a trailer and there was a truck. And I remember one time getting in the truck and sitting in the passenger seat, and we had just watched some scary movie, and I felt this cold, clammy hand land on my neck. And I'm 10, I'm about to lose it. Turned out it was a green frog, tree frog that had jumped on my neck. But the time we went into the trailer, we were looking through it, and I opened a drawer. And inside that drawer was a very large tarantula. And from the ground up to the trailer was like five steps. And I didn't touch a one running out of that trailer. I went flying and landed and kept running. So there's my spider story. Yeah, that kind of makes sense why those would bother me, right? You know anybody good I can talk to about that? All right, so let's dive in here. Profit-sucking content creation mistake number one, rushing through the title. What to do instead? Come up with 10 titles and so forth, okay? And the bonus tip is create content often. To help you get started, here are 21 fresh content ideas. Now, all of this will be built out, of course, right? It's just the outline for you. So let's dive into the favorite part of Monday morning money-making content creation, and let's hear from you. What are you going to create? First, the title. Three painful adjective niche topic mistakes. Ready, go. Three painful adjective niche topic mistakes. Let me see what you got. Just to encourage you a little bit. Get out of there. There you go. One more time. Oh, okay. Way ads. Wendy says three energy sucking everyday living mistakes. Oh, nice, Wendy. Nice. Three energy sucking everyday living mistakes. Gosh, what do you want to do, Wendy? Be practical? Jeez. Okay, who else has got a title for me? See if I can find some more encouragement for you here. Let's see here.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
See? Give me some legendary titles, kids. There's so much you can do with that one, Wendy. Three energy-sucking everyday living mistakes. Wow. All right, so, kids, what's mistake number one? Nasty adjective. Niche-specific mistake number one. Just name mistake number one, kids. I'm sure we will, Wendy. I like that, Wendy. The big mistake for everyday energy sucking, everyday living mistake number one is using swear words. Oh, I got some work to do. I really got to do it because Caleb decided to stop swearing, and so now I need to. That's how I stopped drinking, because it wasn't really an issue for me, but a buddy of mine, it was, and he was going sober, and so I went, okay, I'll do it too, and completely lost the taste for anything, really. Okay, so Ada, you're out there. Where's your title and mistake, Ada? Are you lurking today, Ada? We do allow lurkers, but just wondering. So way to go, Wendy.
I just download this app called.
There you go. Wendy, Caleb is smart. They collapse your energy field faster than anything. Really? I did not know that. They're supposed to expel bad stuff and give you energy. No? Okay. Ada, three energy sucking morning routine mistakes. See, you and Wendy have some things you can do in common. Ada's is three energy sucking morning routine mistakes. Yay. Good, good, good. See? We're happy for you, Ada. Yeah, Caleb is smart, Wendy. He's 4 weeks away from the first day of college, I think it is. Ada's number one is do it on autopilot. Yeah, yeah. You miss so much that way. There's a stretch of I-10 between Tallahassee and Jacksonville that I drove many, many times. And there's a stretch between Tallahassee and the beaches, too, on the Gulf Coast. And boy, you can go on autopilot then, easy. And there were times I didn't remember long stretches, especially the excruciatingly boring drive between Tallahassee and Jacksonville. One time coming back late from a conference when I was in grad school, and, you know, we were doing this on the cheap, right? I was the only one that wasn't hungover or exhausted when we landed at Jacksonville Airport at 12:30 a.m., where my car was to drive back to Tallahassee. And we had visited my grandmother while a bunch of us were up there. And there were 18 of her cookies left. And it's 180 miles from Jacksonville to Tallahassee. So I ate a cookie every 10 miles. I could have exploded, but it worked. Kept me awake. All right. So number two mistake, kids. Let me have it. Ooh, I like that one. Calling yourself bad names. So you're telling me that saying you're an idiot to yourself is not a good thing? Wow. Learning so much today, I am. Yeah, it's amazing how we talk to ourselves in ways we wouldn't dare to dream to talk to a friend or child. That's cool, Winnie, that it can all be tested. Cool. All right. You guys got it. Let's do number we just did number two and three. Or did we just do two? We did two. Let's do number three. Okay, so third mistake. Pop it up here. Self-judgment in the process. Yeah, Ada. That's right. So give us mistake number three, and then we're going to take a little bit of a different turn here. Mistake number three for Wendy is think negative thoughts about someone or something else. You mean we create stories about things that may or may not be true? I'm really good at that. Creating a story about a situation and then basing my actions on if that is true, and then finding out it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Yeah. Ada, three, failure to commit to today's action plan. Yeah. I like that one. All right, so what do you do instead, Wendy and Ada, for your mistakes number three, for your third mistakes? What do you do instead? Be intentional. That's a good one, Ada, because you can do that. When people say be spontaneous, I always laugh. Instead, turn it around to a positive statement. Wendy says, absolutely. There you go. This is not hard stuff, folks. It's just most people don't think of it. They don't have the toolbox that you as a leader have. Okay. So give me a next step tip or a bonus tip that leads you into a call to action like this. Create content often. To help you get started, here are 21 fresh content ideas. So bring it on, folks. We are getting towards the end here. As Ada says, it takes awareness and intention. Yeah, it does. It just doesn't happen, does it? All by itself. That has a nice ring to it. As Ada says, could be an ebook title, Ada, as Ada says, and then you can fill it full of Ada-isms. I mean, if there can be Jeff-isms, can't there be Ada-isms and Wendy-isms or Weber-isms? Either one of those sound pretty good. Leela lessons. There you go. I like that. Yeah. Well learned. Do I hear any any calls to action out there. Here's another to do instead from Ada. Don't allow it to become routine. Make it by design. Bonus tip from Wendy. Happy, fun music you can dance, sing to. There you go. And then you could offer your music, Wendy. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So as always, what I want you to do with this is build it out and get it up before your head hits the pillow tonight. When he says, call to action, click here to hear a positive song. What a nice little, oh man, you're going to make people feel good and want more from you with that one. Good job. So get your content up, put the links in the Facebook group. We'll celebrate it. Now, are you guys ready for preview of coming attractions? Try that again. There we go. All right, here we go. Now, I've been going deep into templates, okay? And it's funny because it's full circle because it's what I started with 14 years ago. And you know, we do this on Monday morning and other times. And I'll tell you more about this tomorrow in our Tuesday training. But basically what we're going to do in August is I'm calling it the Create, Repurpose, Profit, Genius Template Challenge. There's going to be 7 content creation ones. There's going to be 7 content repurposing ones. And there's going to be 7 content profit ones. And the way this is coming together, like I said earlier, I think it's going to be, I know it's going to be the best thing I've ever put together. It's really a culmination of all kinds of stuff with like things you can use every day or every hour. So on that note, we'll wrap this up in just a little bit at 12:15 Eastern. There is a podcast, the Smart Content Income Podcast, the podcast for content creators. And today's topic is the number one repurposing rule. The number one repurposing rule. And y'all ought to listen in because all y'all are going to be guests on there one day, someday in coming weeks. Okay. Thanks for being a great audience and go use this stuff.